Chapter 15.
Han had fully expected that they would be attacked during the long shield ship journey out from Niklon. For once, thankfully, his hunch was wrong. The three ships reached the shield ship depot without incident and made a short hyperspace jump together to the outer fringes of the Athiga system. There, Chewbacca and Leia replaced Lando aboard his yacht-style ship, the Lady Luck, and started off toward Kashyyyk. Luke waited until they were safely away before securing his X-Wing back from defensive posture and heading off on some mysterious errand of his own, leaving Han alone on the Falcon with Lando and 3PO.
"She'll be fine," Lando assured him,
punching at the nav computer from the co-pilot's seat.
"She's as safe now as she's ever likely to be. Don't worry."
With an effort, Han turned from the viewport to face him. There was nothing to see out there anyway. The Lady Luck was long gone.
"You know, that's almost exactly the same thing you said back on boardy," he reminded Lando sourly. "That botched Dulfrima run, remember? You said it'd be fine. Don't worry about it."
Lando chuckled.
"Yes, but this time I mean it."
"That's nice to know. So what do you have planned for entertainment?"
"Well, the first thing we ought to do is have 3PO send off a message to Coruscant," Lando said. "Give the impression that Leia's aboard to any Imperials who might be listening. After that, we could move a couple of systems over and send another message. And after that..."
He threw Han a sideways glance.
"I thought we might like to do a little sightseeing."
"Sightseeing?"
Han echoed suspiciously. Lando was practically glowing with innocence, a look he almost never used except when he was trying to sucker someone into something.
"You mean as in flying all over the galaxy looking for replacement mole miners?"
"Hey," Lando protested, looking hurt now. "Are you suggesting I'd stoop so low as to try and con you into helping me run my business?"
"Forgive me," Han said, trying not to sound too sarcastic. "I forgot. You're respectable now. So what sights are we gonna see?"
"Well..."
Casually, Lando leaned back and laced his fingers together behind his head.
"You mentioned earlier that you hadn't been able to get in touch with Talon Card. I thought we might take another crack at it."
Han frowned at him.
"You're serious?"
"Why not? You want cargo ships and you want a good slicer. Card can supply both."
"I don't need a slicer anymore," Han said. "Leia's as safe now as she's ever likely to be, remember?"
"Sure, until someone leaks the news that she's there," Lando countered. "I don't think the Wookiees would, but there are non-Wookiee traders flying in and out of Kashyyyk all the time. All it takes is one person spotting her, and you'll be right back where you were when you first got here."
He cocked an eyebrow.
"And Card might also have something on this mysterious Imperial commander who's been running you in circles lately."
The commander who was almost certainly also the man behind the attacks on Leia.
"You know how to make contact with Card?"
"Not directly, but I know how to get to his people. And I thought that as long as we had 3PO and his umpteen million languages aboard anyway, we'd just go ahead and cut a new contact path."
"That'll take time."
"Not as much as you might think," Lando assured him. "Besides, a new path will cover our trail better. Yours and mine both."
Han grimaced, but Lando was right. And with Leia safely hidden away, at least for now, they could afford to play it cautious.
"All right," he said. "Assuming we don't wind up playing tag with a Star Destroyer or two."
"Right," Lando agreed soberly. "The last thing we want is to draw the Imperials onto Card's tail. We've got enough enemies out there as it is."
He tapped the ship's intercom switch.
3PO, you there?"
"Of course,"
Leia's voice returned.
"Come on up here," Lando told the droid. "Time for your debut performance."